The Blue Pearl Meditation. The Blue Pearl Meditation is a special practice and awareness made available for all those wishing to accelerate the soul growth process. It has been made referenced to by many mystics and sages from India and other spiritual centers around the world. And it has become popular once again in the Western culture through the best-selling book Eat, Pray, Love by author Elizabeth Gilbert. Before we begin, a little background information may be helpful to make this the most beneficial experience possible for you. To refresh your memory, the pineal gland is a very small, often described as a pine cone-shaped organ that is essential to your health and well-being. The pineal gland is perhaps best recognized for the production of melatonin, known as a sleep hormone. Yet this small organ in the brain is responsible for so much more, including regulating your circadian rhythms, and has a direct connection to your immune system and the health of your heart. It's also known to be responsible for helping to restore, regenerate, and repair the cells in your body while you sleep. For eons, mystics the world over have known of the pineal gland for other attributes. Specifically, they have identified the pineal gland as the seat of the soul. Even the renowned Renaissance man René Descartes referred to the pineal gland this way in his famous separation of mind and body. Depictions of the pineal gland can be found in ancient Egypt, described as the Eye of Horus. And it can also be found in statues at the Vatican as a huge pine cone, as well as a pine cone in the papal staff. What mystics and sages have known intuitively for eons, scientists today have most recently discovered as fact. The pineal gland connects indirectly to the optic nerve with the ability to perceive light from the external world. Scientists have recently discovered both rods and cones in the pineal gland, supporting the notion of the ageless wisdom that this part of the brain is associated with sight. Mystics and sages have called the pineal gland the third eye, for not only does it perceive changes in natural light, but because of its connection to the brow chakra, or third eye chakra, it offers the ability for insight and intuition, information that cannot be accessed any other way. This specific meditation serves as a portal allowing you to search for the elusive blue pearl and the wisdom that resides within you once you've discovered it. Just as a third eye chakra is associated with the color of indigo blue, so too is the pineal gland associated with the color of indigo blue as well. For this reason, gurus in India call the pineal gland the sacred blue pearl. Spending time meditating on the pineal gland to enhance its efficiency and efficacy with greater insight and intuition is where the origins of the Blue Pearl Meditation began. and they continue to this very day. Moreover, cultivating the strength and integrity of the pineal gland is thought to be essential in the soul growth process, and indeed part of the ascension process of this time and age in humanity. In addition to this meditation practice, there are other things that you can do to enhance the health of your pineal gland, and they include the following. Drink filtered water, eat a variety of fresh fruits and vegetables, exercise regularly, avoid fluoride, use a cell phone sparingly, and be sure to turn off your Wi-Fi router before you go to sleep each night. The Blue Pearl Meditation invites us to focus on the pineal gland, the color indigo blue, and the health radiated by this gland to promote optimal health throughout the body. In doing so, we increase its ability to do its work, to serve us on our life mission, and to help us navigate more smoothly as we walk each day on the human journey. When this meditation is combined with the work of DNA activation, then a greater sense of empowerment is realized for the work and betterment of the planet. Remember, as with all guided meditations, please follow and adapt the steps and suggestions in this meditation as best you can for the progression of the Blue Pearl Meditation. And as we always say, take what you like and leave the rest. So let's begin. Either lying down or perhaps even sitting still with your back straight, feel your head above and perhaps resting comfortably on your neck and shoulders. As you focus your attention completely on your head, pay close attention to the center of your head. That point in the middle of your skull between your ears. This is where the pineal gland is located. Take a moment to specifically see if you can identify that part of your head where the pineal gland is located. At this point, directly in between your ears, resides a gland in the brain called the pineal gland, a very small organ that's no bigger than the size of a raisin. Some say the size of a large grain of rice. Take a moment to visualize this very small organ, shaped like a raisin or a pine cone, directly in the middle of your head. Next, please take a few moments to visualize this small organ surrounded in a beautiful indigo blue light. To do this, call to mind a few items that you see in nature that are also the color of indigo blue. Perhaps birds, some tropical waters, even flowers. Now, with this color in mind, visualize this blue light, which not only surrounds the pineal gland, it permeates the gland completely, so that every cell in the pineal gland, every molecule, is now glowing in a soft essence of indigo blue light. The pineal gland radiates, even pulsates, the essence and vibration of indigo blue light. Take a nice, slow, deep breath, and as you do, see through your mind's eye this small organ gently bathed in the essence of a beautiful indigo blue light. And after one more slow, deep breath, again, focus your attention on this part of your brain. And as you do, realize that the pineal gland is directly connected to the portals of your two eyes through the complex wonders of physiology that connect to the optic nerve. And now with your next breath, see the blue light from inside the pineal gland extend through this neural network out through the optic nerve and exit the area just above the bridge of your nose between your eyes. From here, see this ray of indigo blue light extend out from your forehead several inches, perhaps even several feet. On your next breath, take a moment to really feel what this feels like, and through your mind's eye, see what this looks like. And now, with another slow, deep breath, as you exhale, visualize this point in your forehead, above your nose, in between your eyes, and feel a circular-shaped opening that emits a beam of light the color of indigo blue. Then, as you inhale this blue light back in through your third eye, clear back to the pineal gland. Take several slow, deep breaths and feel the light extend out as you breathe out and back in as you inhale. You may begin to feel a slight sensation on your forehead, perhaps even a buzzing feeling. This is often a sign that the third eye is becoming more open. However, if you don't feel the sensation, that's all right too. The activation of the pineal gland is also augmented by adding a slight amount of pressure, specifically energy moved up from the base of the spine to the brain that allows the crystal molecules in the pineal gland to vibrate with electromagnetic energy. Take a slow, deep breath and imagine as you inhale to pull this energy up from the base of your spine, up your spinal column, above the base of your brain, to the center of your head, where it surrounds and bathes the pineal gland. With each breath, repeat this image of bringing the energy up from the base of your spine, up your spinal column, above the base of your brain, to the center of your head. Inhaling as you draw this energy up the spine, and exhaling as the energy bathes the pineal gland. Imagine, even feel a pulse of energy as the vibrations of electromagnetic energy radiate front and back, left and right, top and bottom, and all sides of the pineal gland. Take a moment to feel this energy pulse very gently from all directions as you bathe the pineal gland in a beautiful indigo blue light. And now, take several slow, deep breaths, sensing the pulse of energy from the pineal gland bathed in this beautiful indigo blue light. And at the same time, feel a slight sensation of energy on your forehead as these two are now connected. And once again, with the next slow, deep breath, visualize a beam of indigo blue light from the pineal gland to your forehead and then extending beyond your forehead. For the next several minutes, place all of your concentration, all of your attention on your pineal gland as you search for the blue pearl. And find it in plain sight. Just sit for a few moments and enjoy this feeling in wonder. Now, slowly allow this image to fade from your mind's eye, but retain the sense of happiness and wonder, even awe, and recognition of achieving your search for the elusive blue pearl. And with your next slow, deep breath, slowly make yourself aware of your surroundings as you begin to open your eyes to a soft gaze in front of you. Feel free to stretch your fingers and toes, and if you want, roll your shoulders and bring yourself back into the awareness of your body, back into the awareness of this room that you're in. And as you open your eyes wide, breathe and smile in recognition of the blue pearl.